Speaking of Black Friday, everybody knows how it got its name, right? Big sales push retailers into the black, aka profit, for the year? Yeah, not so much. As part of our series, Holidays, brought to you by...
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
Conrad Wilson reports on the real history of Black Friday.
There are few things that put Thanksgiving more abruptly in the past than a throng of Walmart shoppers grabbing a stack of flat-screen TVs on Black Friday. Shopping's been a major part of the day after Thanksgiving since at least the Great Depression, says Lars Perner. He's a marketing professor at the University of Southern California.
Of course, back then things weren't quite as commercialized as they are today.
But when did we start calling it Black Friday?
We have to go back to Philadelphia in the 1950s.
Bonnie Taylor Black researches neuroscience at the University of North Carolina, but she loves words. As a member of the American Dialect Society, she uncovered the history of the term Black Friday.
It actually was probably coined by a traffic cop, or at least somebody in the Philadelphia Police Department.
Taylor Black says people from all over came into the heart of the city for shopping and to see the Christmas parade and lights. She says even more people came into town for the Army-Navy football game, which took place the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Traffic cops had a really hard time dealing with crowds in Philadelphia then. Traffic cops were required to work 12-hour shifts. Nobody could have the day off. And there was a lot of parking headaches. So some wag in the police department came up with this term as a sort of a humorous pejorative.
It stuck. Taylor Black discovered the story in an old public relations newsletter with the help of librarians at the University of North Carolina. She says the article from 1961 was about how Philadelphia merchants wanted to rebrand Black Friday as Big Friday, but the effort failed. She says in the late 1970s, there was another attempt to give Black Friday a positive connotation, and it's the one we've probably all heard many times before. That explanation, she says, was Black Friday marked the day that all merchants went into the black, as in the day they became profitable.
That goes back to an old accounting practice where profits were recorded in black and losses for the day were recorded in red. So the idea is that Black Friday is suddenly, you know, a great shopping day and retailers have hit pay dirt, so to speak. So that's wrong. That's an invented explanation.
So what does Black Friday mean today? Well, not as much as it used to, says Taylor Black. With the advent of online shopping and deals coming earlier and earlier in November, shoppers can get a bargain without joining a stampede. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.